All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Martin Riopel, the Director General of the Jardin Éducatif de Pontillac, to talk a little bit about some recent news that they had, the cancellation of their summer camp this year. Martin, how's it going?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, not so bad. So, had some bad news there earlier, I believe that was, last week or just a few days back, that the summer camp that you guys host every year has been canceled. Can you explain a little bit about the reasoning for that?
Yeah, last week we had a board of director meeting, I think it was last Tuesday the 16th, and I just presented to the board of director what was the situation about the summer camp. Everything was in preparation, all activities and everything were going really good, and a reservation and everything. At the same time, I've talked to the board of director, just letting them know, as probably they already knew, that the strike with the school bus driver was going on still, and we didn't really know what's going to happen. So board of director just decide, because of lack of employee, we have some people that going to leave, other people Matt leave, and we have some issues to find some people to work at the summer camp. So because of the first thing, the school bus that we don't know if we'll be able to provide us transportation for the participant. So they just decide to cancel the summer camp program for this year, which is which was a really tough decision for the board of director, because we know that a lot of youth that are referred to our summer camp find a lot of benefit of come into our activities and do gardening and stuff like that. But there's too much stuff that are uncertain, so they just decide to cancel it right now. So the people that could be hired, or we already had a person that was hired for the summer camp program, so she's been able to at least find another job for the summer. And other people that I applied, we were we canceled the summer camp, so we were not able to find anybody, enough people to provide the service for now. But the main reason was the school bus. If we don't have transportation, we won't have it's not possible for us to be able to do activities on Thursday and transport the kids, the youth during the summer, which is the main, one of the main service we offer to them. It's the transportation from usually Couillon to Waltham or Chapeau. So it's it was too complicated for the board of director to wait more longer to be able to say, okay, we keep the summer camp or no. So they decide to cancel it.
Jeez, that's awfully disappointing for sure. Do you know how many students were already sort of referred or?
No, I don't have that number, but usually at that time of the year, we are about maybe 20, 25 referred, references, but doesn't mean they are referred by social service or by our own service or the school that they're going to be kept. Mm-hmm. I'm usually we have 30 to 35 people that apply. We keep usually 30, and finally after we call them and we do interview and everything, usually we still have in between 20 to 25, sometime less. So I don't know the exact number for now, but I know usually we offer the summer camp for 20 to 30 kids, youth. So to a 12 to 17, but I don't know exactly how much reference we had already this year.
Okay. And so if the summer camp's not going on, what activities are still remaining there at the Jardin? Yeah, I know you guys got the upgrades going on and a few other things, but you're going to be keeping the garden, I imagine, going for the summer, just not having a camp?
Yeah, we will keep going with the garden for sure. We have the gardener that take care of the garden. We try to hire gardener helper to help us in the garden to be able to keep going on our goal to give to the food bank as much as we can, so the population in need could have good fresh fruits and vegetables from the garden. Last year, we gave to the food bank 3,599 pounds of fresh vegetables and fruits. So we want to keep going and like with that. So we'll try. For now, we know that we already have like three people that will work. What is funny, this year we have a lot of youth that are 14 years old that want to work at Le Jardin. We don't have too much adults that apply to work for the summer camp, but like we'll try to do activities with like these four or five youth that we'll have with us that will help us at Le Jardin to be able to, yes, we'll work in the garden, but we'll try to do other activities like a little bit of, like, that was planned for this summer anyway with the summer camp program, but we'll do some food transformation for the food bank and do other kind of activities instead of always being in the garden and doing weeding and picking vegetables. There's going to be other stuff that will be done with the four or five participants that we'll have. So the program, like, we'll come back next year with the usual program, but for this year it'll be less people, but we'll try to help them as much as we can. And the youth that are applying for now are usually youth that could be participants at the summer camp program, but they decide to apply to have the experience and make a little bit of money out of the summer. Like, so yeah, I think it'll be positive on that, like on that side. I hope so. Then.